time is running out for residents in Northwest Florida affected by storms and flooding to apply for disaster assistance with the Federal Emergency Management Agency. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody spoke with Jack Camp of the Small Business Administration.
The deadline for people to apply for physical damages as a result of the flooding is July the 7th. And that is rapidly approaching us.
Now, kind of refresh our memories. Who would be eligible under this declaration?
This declaration is open to people in Escambia, Jackson, Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, and Walton counties that had damages as a result of the flooding that took place back in late April.
And how many people have applied thus far, and how much money has gone out?
Well, so far, the Small Business Administration has received 1,953 applications. We've been able to approve 750 loans so far. Some of these are still in processing, so we don't have an answer on them yet, but that's for a total of over $31.6 million.
And what can they do with this money? Is it restricted as to what how they can use it once they get it?
Well, yes, it is. It is intended for uninsured losses related to the flooding. Homeowners are eligible for up to $200,000 for real estate repairs. Homeowners and renters can borrow up to $40,000 for their lost personal property. Businesses can get up to $2 million, and that can be for their uninsured property losses, inventory, real estate, machinery and equipment. Also for businesses available is our working capital program. We call it our economic injury disaster loans. That's to help them pay their ordinary and necessary operating expenses and debt payments that they can't pay due to the disaster.
Now, there are basically three ways to apply for the assistance. You go in person, you can call, or you can go online. What do they need to bring to apply for the assistance?
We have a couple of centers that are still open in the area at the Brownsville Community Center in Pensacola, 3100 West DeSoto Street. They're open from 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. We have a business recovery center that's also in Pensacola at the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, and that's at 117 West Garden Street. They're also open Monday through Friday, same hours.
And once that July 7th deadline comes around at the end of the business day, that's it. The tent comes down and it ends, doesn't it?
Well, yes. Now, these centers, they're temporary centers. They may not be open all the way to the deadline. We hadn't made a determination as to how long they're going to stay open. You know, we're going to put out a press release when we make a decision on when to close them. But once those centers close, we want to urge people up till the deadline, they can still get assistance by calling 1-800-659-2955. Or they can go online to apply to disaster customer service at sba.gov.
Are you hoping if anything good comes out of this, are you hoping that people will be a little better prepared?
Yes, and it's probably a good time to put in a plug for the National Flood Insurance Program. Every year, the National Flood Insurance Program pays out on thousands and thousands of claims around the country, and anywhere from 30 to 40% of those claims are for people who are not located in a flood zone. The sad part is that flood insurance is available to probably anybody in your listening area. As long as you're in a participating, non-sanctioned community, you can buy flood insurance through the National Flood Insurance Program. And if you're not located within a specified flood hazard area, the premiums for that insurance is very reasonable, just a few hundred dollars a year for a homeowner to give yourself peace of mind that in the event like we had back in April, because I know a lot of these people were not in the flood zone, you'll be covered, you know, at least for something.
Does the SBA bring back lessons learned that they can apply to future events?
Yes, we're always looking at the results of our disaster to find ways to better serve our customers, the disaster survivors. In fact, in this disaster, we've instituted a couple of changes we think will help people. One of the things we're doing is, in the past, whenever someone registered with FEMA, if they were referred to SBA, we automatically mailed them a loan application. And that was averaging over the last several years about 300,000 applications a year. I mean, we were killing a lot of trees. And a lot of those people, frankly, weren't interested in the SBA loan. We are going to contact people who have been referred to the SBA by FEMA and find out how they wish to apply. Another thing thing that we're doing is we have instituted some additional accelerated processing systems. If someone has an exceptional credit rating, then we're going to be able to go ahead and give them an automatic approval, basically to hurry them through the process. And the third thing that we're doing, and I think this is going to make the program a lot more attractive to people, in a presidential disaster declaration, we have raised our unsecured limits for physical disaster loans from $14,000 to $25,000. And for businesses, in addition to the $25,000 for physical damage, they can get up to $25,000 under our economic injury, our working capital program, also on an unsecured basis.
Jack Camp is with the Small Business Administration's Disaster Assistance Team. They've been in the Pensacola area the past few weeks. Jack, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.